Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A one-time probation officer returns to the witness stand this morning in the corruption cover-up trial of former state probation commissioner John O'Brien and two co-defendants. Federal court jurors also heard yesterday from the father of the officer, Patrick Lawton, about the connections that he used to help land the job for his son. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Mark Lawton was a four-term state rep and then a state judge for 27 years. His father was also a judge for even longer, a probate judge. But his son, Patrick, did not deserve to be hired as a probation officer, prosecutors are trying to establish. The younger Lawton was only hired, says the government, because his father made phone calls to friends and politicians asking for a recommendation from Senate President Therese Murray, aimed at tipping the scales and winning favor with Commissioner O'Brien. You know how the system works, don't you, Mr. Lawton? Prosecutor Fred Wyshak snapped, and you exploited it to you and your son's benefit. I tried to, answered Judge Lawton. Lawton and defense lawyers tried to establish that tipping the scales is what job recommendations are meant to do, and what friends and networks and relatives normally do. The defense tried to establish that Patrick Lawton was highly qualified for the job. He had a law degree and training from the police academy, but he had been fired by a district attorney's office, failed the bar twice, and was arrested on heroin charges 2 years after being hired. Under questioning from the prosecution, Patrick Lawton called himself a recovering heroin addict. At the time he applied for the job, his father testified, Lawton had a problem with prescription drugs, but had it under control. Would you agree that narcotics problems do not make a good probation officer? Asked the prosecutor. Absolutely, answered Judge Lawton. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.